Hello, world. Thank you for tuning in to me, Sugar Renee, your host of 513 Heartbeat. And I don't know about you, but I've been looking forward to hanging out with you all this whole week. Okay. I love it here. I love being able to talk about what I love. So let's get into episode 3 of Let's Talk About Webtoon Solo Leveling, episodes 5 through 8. All right. So I have, the weeks prior, I introduced you to my favorite websites for webtoons, and I even introduced you to my current read on Tapas and Tappytoons, which is called Solo Leveling, which we're going to dig more into. Okay, today we will continue our journey with Sung Jinwoo into the next 4 bone quaking episodes, but we won't end it there. I am tasked with reviewing some additional comics from Webtoon, the app, and that we'll get into just before our weekend quote and a beat drop for the week. All right. All right, y'all. I'm super excited about these next 4 episodes, episode 5 through 8 of Solo Leveling. Okay, so if you haven't been with me this whole time, so Jinwoo, he is your average guy. He is a hunter in this new changed world with portals opening up everywhere, and he is the weakest link. The absolute weakest link. Even though, you know, he tries his best. He's just one of the weakest guys, you know. He has his powers, he's one of the awakened ones, but he doesn't have it all together. But people are, you know, super happy to see him whenever he comes around, because they know that whatever is going on, it's going to be super easy. Whatever dungeon they enter, they know they're going to be able to get through it well, because Sungwoo is there. Sung Jinwoo is there, and he's not able to go into higher ranked dungeons because of how weak he is. Okay, so last week we left off with, you know, our characters being in quite a pickle. They entered a dungeon, thought it was going to be easy, but it happened to be a double dungeon. They all voted, and then they went into the second part of the dungeon, which I gotta say they shouldn't have done. And now they are getting into the thick of it. Getting into the thick of it. All right. So these gates, these portals that connect the worlds, you know, to other dimensions, since the gates first appeared 10 years ago, they have pretty much been these crazy events that have been occurring. You know, these people have been awakened into, like, or turned into awakened beings. And they have all these permanent powers. And Sung Jinwoo, he can pretty much be a little bit stronger than your average person. Can heal a little well than your average person. But he's still weaker than, you know, the lowest rank, which is the E rank. Goes all the way up to national ranked hunters. He's the weakest, okay? Now, they are in this dungeon filled with statues, and the statues are coming to life. Now, episode 5 pretty much goes over what previously was going on. And what's hilarious to me is that I don't know if they did that on purpose, but it looks like Sung Jinwoo has a major ball spot. I don't know if his head is supposed to be shining or what, but It looks like he has a major bald spot, but that's hilarious to me. I noticed that the first time I read this, but when you read it, just let me know if you see it too. I want to know if it's just me. Okay, so when you get to him, and he's pretty much talking to one of his fellow hunters who entered into the second dungeon, and they're talking about creating a plan to get the heck up out of there. Now, his co-hunter, he's injured. His arm has been blown off by one of the statues. The hugest statue in the room, and it has a crown on its head, and it shoots lasers out of its eyes. Okay, I'm sorry if you were deciding on going to read it. I should have pre-warned y'all. It's gonna be a whole lot of spoilers here, okay? A whole lot of spoilers. Okay, so he's going through it. He's huffing and puffing, and he thought that they brought three healers, or rather they said he said that he should have brought three healers, but they only got one. And oh my goodness, everybody is whimpering and crumbled to the side. The one hunter that they do ha or one well, she's a B rank healer. She is absolutely mortified, too mortified to even try to heal anybody. I feel like if they get her to come to her senses and she's able to start healing people, I think they'd be the better for it. Okay, and all right, so further down, they're saying, and according to Mrs. Song, will be attacked the second that they move. Even if there to get lucky and somehow make it all the way to the exit. There's another statue that's guarding the doors, which means they had no intention of being let out of that place. They're not going to be able to get out. It's a wrap. All right, and then you get further down in there is one hunter. I feel like he's like an assassin type hunter because of abilities. And he absolutely refuses to die like this. He just signed with a major guild and he refuses to die there. As soon as he jumps up and starts running and moving around, and the guy with the missing arm is saying, don't move. Don't move. What are you doing? You're gonna get yourself killed. But he believes in himself. He said, I can do this. I'll be fine. I'll break through that door in one go. And he shoots off like a rocket or torpedo straight toward the door, thinking that he's gonna make it out. And just when he gets close enough to the door, crackle, sizzle, and pop goes this man. He gets shot with a laser. The only things left is his feet. This man is shot down mid-flight. Everybody starts freaking out after this. Like, I'm not laughing at it, like, but it's funny now, but it wasn't when I first read it. I was freaking out. It was like, dang, I wasn't expecting for him to go out like that. Like, how could it just get shot down mid-flight? Like, that's why I'm so interested in this. Like, it hits you in spaces where you're not ready. You weren't ready for that action. You weren't ready for that to occur. But you knew something was coming. Like, he know good and dang damn well. As soon as he get close to that door, that statue that swung its mace at old guy and shot and hit his head off, he gonna get that action from him. But no, it was the statue sitting furthest back, right in the middle of the room. He was ready, eyes ablaze, shot him mid-flight. Crazy. All right, so Sung Jin-Woo, he is trying to remember, what are the rules? They're being attacked based on the set of rules that were set for the room, right? So he gets to thinking, looks back at the statue that's holding the rules, and starts reading off the commandments. And then he starts to shout on him, like, you know, what's the commandments again? What's the first one? Like, what, like, I got to remember this. He said, thou shalt worship God. Like, and so they think that the middle statue is God, right? So they get to, you know, he's thinking like, okay, let me see if I can do this. You know, if that statue doesn't attack all moving beings, you know, maybe it's because we're following the rules. Okay, so that was all of episode or chapter 5. Then chapter 5 leads into chapter 6. Like, I still can't forget that boss, but you know, further into the episode, it doesn't show his head as looking bald or nothing like that. I would have been stressed out in that room. I would have probably lost some hair. Probably not from being shot by a laser, but that would have definitely freaked me out. So in episode 6, he is testing these rules that were set. He's going to see, you know, exactly what he can have, what he can do, or how much he can move. And as soon as he stands up, the statue with the blazing eyes looks directly at him. But he shoots back down to the floor so that he doesn't get shot. And then he tells everybody else to, you know, bow towards this statue. And then everybody's like, what the heck are you talking about? Bow? I ain't about to bow my head to that dagnabbit statue. Forget that. You know, and then he's like, you know, it'll attack if you stand up. Because remember what the rules say, thou shalt worship God. It means, you know, if you get up, if you lower yourself, you know, you'll be fine. But if you stand up, it's curtains. All right. So he's saying like, okay, well, I guess we have no choice. Everybody start doing the same thing. Everybody bowing toward this dagnabbit statue. And then like clockwork, it hisses and all goes quiet. The eyes are no longer glowing. But here comes that extremely creepy grin with the red glowing eyes, not to shoot anybody, but proud. Like I get a sense of pride from this smile. If you see my Facebook or Instagram, you can see this picture. And he's just smiling. It's so eerie. It's crazy looking. Like, why you got so many teeth in your mouth? Like, what's going on? So everybody is like surprised at the expression that the statue is showing, and the rumbling and booming of, you know, of everything starting to move. Things are starting to tick, starting to work it out. And one fella thinks that he can stand up. Thinks that he can stand up and move about. But I think we're going to be coming to something. Whew, I'm a little scared. I mean, I'm rereading this, but it's still taking me aback. It's still making me feel like, oh, snap, what's about to happen? Like, because it's so good. So as soon as everybody stands up thinking that everything is fine, the ground starts to shake. You hear all these loud noises, or rather you read them, rumble, boom, rumble, rumble, crack. This statue sitting in the middle of the floor with laser eyes stands his tail up. He stands up and is practically touching the ceiling in this hall that they're stuck in. Now these people are looking like, oh, sugar snaps. Like, what the heck? And then everybody's looking to Sung Jin-Woo, like, you told us to bow to this thing, and now it just stood up, and it's about to start eating. It's like some titans and jazz. What's going on? What do we need to do? You tell us, because you already knew what we needed to do the first time. So this statue starts turning around and smiling, like, yeah, it's that time to make jelly. It starts stomping on everybody, like, boom. Like, everybody is like, oh, snap. Like, this dungeon has a set of rules. Like, we got to follow. Jin-Woo screaming at everybody, like, what the heck is the key? Like, that's the key. We got to do something. And then, you know, the second rule is to praise God. So they're trying to figure out, how in the heck do we praise it? Like, what the heck are they talking about? So one fella starts saying, "Lord, I stand before you." Start saying all this mumble jumble to him, like, and the statue just start walking towards him. The statue start walking towards him, like, "My mugger, what you say? Oh, you praying to some other god in front of me? Oh, let me show you what that's about to get you." Jelly stomped right on his tail. And that was the end of episode 6, y'all. It's crazy and it's gory. So if you're squeamish, you may want to keep it moving. But if you're not, you like me, show me all of it. Show me everything, dagnabbit. All right, so into episode 7. In episode 7, you see the fella die. You see the fella pass again, okay? And everyone starts screaming bloody murder and running away, trying to get away from this statue who's going around stomping on everybody. Everybody's getting turned to jelly left and right. There's no escaping it. One fella is thinking, you know, whole life flashed before his eye. And then he's screaming, you know, like, "Hey," like, to this one fella who you get introduced to at the beginning of the story. Like, you know, you get introduced to this fella and, you know, become to love this character. And he ends up getting took down by this knight. And his death is so salty. Like, it's like you like, dang, like, why they have to take my dude out like that? Why they have to kill him like that? They have to take him out like that. So everybody is running and running, even after dude's death. And, you know, they're calling it the devil and everything. Like, you know, like, how they gonna trick us like this? Every time they run past a statue of a knight, they getting slashed. They didn't cut down. Like, the closer you get to these statues, the sooner it is that you're gonna meet your maker, pretty much. So anyone with arm, like, that's armed to the teeth, you know, don't stand next to it. Don't do it. But for the ones with the instruments, you know, Jim Woo is starting to think, like, you know, I don't see anybody getting killed over there. So they start running for one with the instrument. And, you know, they start playing. The instrumented statues start playing. Start playing music. Beautiful music. Somebody goes and sits in front of one, starts crying his eyes out because he started playing music. Like, "Yes, you pieces of crap. How dare you do this to us?" Like, and Sung Jinwoo and his lady friend, who is the healer, go and stand in front of the one who has a drum. But he doesn't play anything at first. And Jinwoo thinks that, you know, it's because it's too many people in front of it. So he goes to running. And, you know, as soon as he starts running, the statue with the glowing eyes, who shoots lasers, starts smiling his direction and looking at him. He sees the one that he needs to run to, but it's also in front of 3 knights. He has to run past 3 knights to get to the statue that has an instrument. And as soon as he thinks he's all right, a big foot is coming down at this man. Run, Jinwoo, run. That's all I gotta say. Duck, Jinwoo, duck. Okay, get out of there. Everybody is screaming and hollering, you know, for this man to get out of there. And he finally makes it. He finally makes it to this statue, okay? You're finally catching your breath, you're breathing and everything. And he is hanging on to life by a thin thread. And the statue sings a crooked melody, a very crooked melody, but it's going in time with what the other instrumentalists are playing. And so the giant statue that's been walking around stomping on everybody stops. And Jinwoo, when you finally get to see him, he's laying in the puddle of blood. because his leg is missing. And that is the end of episode 7, going into episode 8, y'all. Going into episode 8. Now, should I read episode 18? I don't know. Should I read it or should I stop? Nah, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Episode 8, little babies. Okay, so episode 8. You know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait because I said I was going to do that. You know, I don't want to keep going on and on. But you know what? I can't stop now. I can't even stop. I'm going back and forth, but I want to keep reading. I know I'm reading it to y'all, but I'm reading it to myself at the same time. Like, and you see this man's leg, like, just sitting somewhere else, burnt off. Like, through all the running and calisthenics that he was going through to get over to the statue that sings, he ended up losing his leg. Sung Jin Woo, my guy, you done lost your leg. And the healer, she was able to get over to him to try and heal him. But, you know, her power isn't so strong where she can make his leg grow back. She can't put the leg that was cut off back on because of how damaged it was. She can't even heal it back onto him. So it was, it's him, Sung Jin-woo, and the healer and three other people that had survived. The guy with the missing arm that, you know, started moving around in episode 5. He is still alive. And then you have this other woman and this other fella there that's still alive. Okay, and they're sitting around talking like, you know, this looks bad for you. You know, like, this is terrible. But we're alive thanks to you. Like, he sustained some terrible injuries. He's bleeding at the mouth. You know, everybody's talking about what they should do. Like, and then the giant statue with the laser eyes starts walking away. And of course, they start cussing him out. Like, how dare you? You know, like, what are we about to do? What are we going to be able to do? And then there starts, you know, the earth starts quaking again. And this altar pops up. And they're all staring at it like, what the heck is this? Like, what is it wanting from us? Like, and Sung Jin-woo, of course, knows exactly what it is. And it goes in, it coincides with the last commandment, right? And he's pretty much explaining to everyone else what it is. You know, there has to be a sacrifice. And then the last commandment is thou shalt prove thy faith. So there's like, oh, snap, like, we got to sacrifice somebody. Like, if it, and the guy with the one arm says, if anybody is, you know, oh, no, it wasn't him. It was the other fella. Y'all, I'm reading this with y'all. So bear with me, okay? The guy who was standing next to the fella whose arm was cut off, he said, who was it that dragged all of us in here? And he's holding a sword to his neck. Like, it was you, Song Shiyul. Like, you brought us in here. Like, remember when, you know, that one fella who, you know, was introduced in the beginning, you know, Park happily bragging about his wife before going into this raid, but he ended up getting split in two. He got thrashed. That was a terrible thrashing, y'all. And they just, you know, he's pretty much just going in on this guy like, you know, you should be the one to be sacrificed because you brought us into this mess in the first place. And like, I feel like he's only saying it out of fear. Of course, everybody's terrified. Like, beyond terrified, because nobody would have ever thought they would be in this situation in the first place. But, you know, Mr. Song, he goes over there. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and sacrifice myself there. He walks over to the altar, and a fire pops up behind him. Everybody's like, what the heck is happening? He's like, you know, he's asking Song Jin-woo if he did anything wrong. And, you know, he's thinking, like, you know, maybe everybody has to get on it. You know, maybe, you know, we all have to be on here for something to actually work. So they start to talking and everything about the monsters that they defeated and how they were defeated and, you know, how everything got to this point. And if they fail, you know, what's gonna happen? So it ends up being like, let's see here. One, two, three, four, five, six people who survive. And they all step on the altar. As soon as they do that, the flames turn from red or the color of fire to blue flames. And the doors open. The doors that were closed are now open. And everybody's like, what the heck is going on? Are we allowed to leave now? What can we do? Like, do we get up out of here? Like, you know, what is it this time? You know, what's going on? What's gonna happen to us? And that is the end of episode 8, going into episode 9. So I want to thank you all for your patience, your understanding, and your sticking with me through this episode. You know, oh my goodness, y'all. If you was reading along with me, that's even better. Even though I was going through it pretty fast, I don't want to give all the details of the story away because I want you to actually really go and read it and enjoy it. And if you have anything you want to say to me, reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. I love conversing with people about webtoons. You know, especially if you have something that you've been reading, I love, love, love to hear, you know, what you think about certain webtoons, or you know, how you feel like the story should have ended if it's already ended, or how you feel like the next episode is going to play out if you've already read it to a specific point where you have to wait for the next episode to update. Please let me know. And then you can follow me on Facebook as 513 Heartbeat, as well as Instagram as 513 Heartbeat. And I also have another Instagram called Liquid Courage 27. It's LIKUID Courage, CoURAGE 2727. You can follow me on there. That is for my Etsy shop. And I have a lot of cute little things, and I show myself and, you know, the things that I love to do, and I sing and everything. So if you want to give me a follow and a like, you know, go ahead and do that. I'll follow you back. All right, so let us continue after this short break. All right, 513 Heartbeat listeners. Again, my name is Sugar Renee, and now it is time for a special shout out and review segment. All right, so I want to shout out to Miss Novo Novo for giving me these wonderful webtoons to review and read through. All right, I'm not going to read through them. I'm just pretty much going to give you a synopsis of them and, you know, let you be the judge. I'm going to tell you how I feel about them, and we're going to go from there. And if you want to tell me how you felt about them, because they're pretty popular, you know, and just let me know what you feel on 513 Heartbeat Instagram and Facebook. It's the exact same name. It's spelled the same way. Just look me up. All right. So the first one we are going to get into is The Wrath and the Dawn. The Wrath and the Dawn. Do, 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 do. All right. It's by Renee Adehe. All right, it's updated every Tuesday, and you can pay to read additional episodes ahead, which is three additional episodes ahead. And because pretty much on Webtoon,
the comics are free to read. Not like on other episodes if or other webtoons or web websites where you pretty much have to pay to read the next episode. Webtoon cuts that out. You don't have to do that unless you're wanting to read past what's already been updated, which I really, really like. Okay, so again, this series, is called, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm a little distracted reading something that somebody said. Everybody, I always want to talk to you when you're doing something. I always want to get into it with you when you're in the middle of doing something for yourself. But anyway, it's called The Wrath and the Dawn by Renee Adahee. And it's on Webtoon, the Webtoon app. It is 96 episodes deep, but 93 unless you want to pay to read ahead, 94, 95, and 96. All right. And this episode, or I'm sorry, this webtoon is about Khalid, the Caliph, takes a new bride each night only to have her executed at sunrise. So it is a suspicious surprise when Shahrazad volunteers to marry Khalid. However, Shahrazad, I'm butchering this name, has a clever plan. Not only to stay alive, but to end the murderous king's reign of terror once and for all. Okay, so again, I said this webtoon is updated every Tuesday, it's got beautiful art, and it puts you in the mind of Aladdin. Not just because it's, you know, a Middle Eastern type webtoon, but how everything is drawn. Beautiful art. Okay. Now, this webtoon has a rating of 9.54. Okay. And I am rating this webtoon 9.80. Okay, it's a really good webtoon. The story is really captivating. It holds you. And now, I started reading this webtoon when it was first play on the webtoon app. And I didn't rate it a 10 because of how long it was taking for it to actually update. And, you know, I was getting frustrated, like, you know, okay, so I'm just going to be out here waiting forever and all days. Plus, the episodes were really short at the time. I think they've since corrected that. But okay, well, it's going to take forever to read it. And then they want all of my money. Of course, I want to put all my money into it. All right, but it's really good. I'll give it a higher rating than what it's rated by the actual website because of how it is to me, like how I feel about it. All right, so tell me what you rate it. All right, so next is True Beauty. Now, I absolutely love this webtoon because I love dramas and I love a really good love story. But this webtoon is written by Young Guy. Okay, and it's updated every Tuesday as well. And you can pay to read 5 episodes ahead. Like I said again, you don't have to, you know, pay to read every single episode. It's just 5 additional episodes. And I really, really like that. Like, I don't got to be, you know, out of pocket every couple of days just to be able to read, you know, what I really like. Okay. Okay. And this book is 173 episodes in, and that's the additional 5 up to But what's available to you right now is 168, which is pretty cool. And I really, really like this webtoon. After binge watching beauty videos online, a shy comic book fan masters the art of makeup and sees her social standing skyrocket as she becomes her school's prettiest pretty girl overnight. But will her elite status be short-lived? How long can she keep her real self a secret? And what about that cute boy who knows her secret? Keep up to date on this webtoon every Wednesday. Okay, so it's updated every Wednesday. I'm sorry, I wrote down Tuesday, but hey, my notes can be wrong sometimes. That's all right. All right, so it's this story, it captured me because she was a webtoon fan, just like I am. And she slid, y'all. She extra slid. But when she put on makeup, she becomes this beautiful girl. I don't know if you've ever seen those videos where they do a side-by-side of themselves before their makeup and then after their makeup. She is the key point of that. She was extra slip, pimply piece of face. Then as soon as she puts on makeup, she is this beautiful, gorgeous girl. On Webtoon, they have this Webtoon rated as a 9.59. I rate it as a 9.95 because of how good the story is. The story is so good. It's a beautiful love story of this young girl who, you know, pretty much is coming into herself and learn to love herself enough to be open to relationships. She falls in love with these two fellas. She falls in love with two guys, you know, and has her heart broken. And, you know, it's not even on purpose. You know, he wasn't even trying to hurt her. It's just a really cute story. And if you have the time, definitely stick it out with this story. I'm already read up to it. I'm all the way deep in it. But it's really good. Okay, so our last but not least, number 3 on the list with the highest score, which I'll tell you afterwards, is Lore Olympus by Rachel Smith. All right, so this updates every Saturday, and you can pay to read 3 episodes ahead, and it is so endearing and so captivating. Okay, so if you are into Greek mythology, you will love this story. You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it, like I do. So witness what the gods do after dark. The friendships and the lies, the gossip and the wild parties, and of course, forbidden love. Because it turns out the gods aren't so different from us after all, especially when it comes to their problems. Stylish and immersive, this is one of mythology's greatest stories, the taking of Persephone, or Persephone, as it's never been told before. When I tell you this story, it's so good. So stinking good. It is. It's delicious. It's a delicious read. If you're hungry and you're looking for something delicious to read, this will satiate your reading appetite. And of course, I am all the way caught up on this story. Okay. And on Webtoon, this Webtoon is rated as 9.71. What? How can it be rated that? Like, seriously, guys, what are y'all reading? And it's, to me, it's rated 10. 10 out of 10, hands down, period. It's got the highest rating out of all the little webtoons that I told y'all. This got the highest rating for me. One, it's simply drawn. You know, the thing that caught me was the fact that, you know, all the characters are just one solid color. The main character here is Pink. She's solid pink, and she is such a sassy little thing. Like, and you got all the Greek gods and everything explaining here, telling their story, explaining the truth of it. Okay, her mother is this huge green goddess with purple hair, and then you've got Adonis, and he is this giant blue god of death, and he has white hair, but he's so patient and gentle and kind with Persephone, and you just fall in love with how they treat each other. Like, not with Apollo, because Apollo's a piece of crap, and you'll understand why I say that. You know, I really just really want to fight him because of this story. Like, but he is a piece of crap. But that is my review. And I want to thank you so much, Novu Novu, on Facebook for referring these to be reviewed. So if you have any that you'd like to be reviewed, please let me know, because I love doing this. I love it, and I would love doing a review for you. All right, so this weekend's quote, you know, is be humble, little bitch. Be humble. Acting the title will make you mess up future blessings, because karma strikes fast and hard, never missing a mark. All right, so if you know, you know. Just be humble. Don't be out here thinking that, you know, you're so entitled to anything, because anything could be taken away from you just like that. All right. And don't be grateful. Be grateful for the things that you receive and or don't receive. You know, if somebody's helping you out of the kindness of their heart, don't be so quick to judge them off of the past mistakes that somebody else did to you. Be humble, baby. Sit your ass down somewhere. All right. So the beat spotlight for the week is Nirvana by E9. On YouTube's audio library. It's the best place to find no copyright beats, and I love it. I love this little beat. It's very common, very chill. It's not too long, not too short, and I like it. I like audio library. At first I was straying away from it because I like real thumping beats, but they got some real thumping beats on there too. So all you producers who's donating to the audio library for us podcasters to listen to and to have playing in our background, thank you so much. Thank you for that. All right. And so our business shout out, Sue, is Fresh GFX Illustration. And he is on Instagram, and that is fresh_GFX_illustrations. They have over 1,900 followers and 110 images on their Instagram portfolio. This person is really cool. They have some beautiful art on there. Just want to give them a shout out for reaching out to me, you know, being one of my followers on Instagram. I just wanted to go through there, and anybody who is, you know, self-made, you know, entrepreneur, doing the best they can, you know, I want to just give them a shout out. If you have the time, go look at them. Go look at what they do. Follow them. You know, order some images from them. Get cartoonized. You know, get illustrated. GFX illustrated. All right. So I just want to thank you again for tuning in with me, Sugar Renee, here on 513 Heartbeat. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at 513 Heartbeat. And if you would like to have your business or your music featured here on the 513 Heartbeat podcast, DM me. I'll respond back to you. Let's make something happen, Captain. See you again next Saturday for the next 4 episodes, maybe 5. We'll see how I feel. Of Solo Leveling. And y'all have a wonderful weekend. Deuces.